Taming the Sissy Sub, an erotic audio by Ule Tiger. Please consider showing your support on my Patreon, Fansly, Subscribestar, and Gumroad. God damn it. What a terrible day. Those incompetent fools at the office. Do they expect me to do everything myself? I ought to give them a piece of my mind. Speaking of busting balls, I need to blow off some steam. Slave? Slave, where the fuck are you?
Here, mistress.
What were you doing all day?
I was just dusting. Cleaning as you commanded.
If you were really dusting, then tell me, slave, where is your dust rag?
Well, you see,
I happen to have a handkerchief right here in my pocket that we can use to plug up that lying mouth of yours. Now get over here, you pathetic excuse for a man. I hope you're ready. Mistress is extra horny today. I might be a little bit more rough than usual.
Please, have mercy, mistress.
What's the matter, little boy? Scared? Well, don't be. I may be a cruel, sadistic mistress, but I can also be quite playful when I want to be.
What? Really?
Of course. After all, you know how much I love toying with my little slaves, don't you? My eyes are up here, slave. What are you? Oh. Wait just a minute. Naughty boy, are you staring at mistress's tits?
Forgive me, mistress,
I see. I suppose I can't really blame you. After all, what man wouldn't like having these big, round breasts shoved in their face? Tell me, do they make your little cock hard for me, slave? Well, let's see, shall we? I'll just pull down these pants and... Oh my. Just look at that pathetic little cock of yours, struggling inside its tiny cage. Do you like your little cock cage, slave? I made sure to get the tiniest one I could find. Not that it matters with a cock that small.
Please. It hurts.
What was that? I can't... Oh, right. The handkerchief. Now, what were you saying?
Mistress, please. It hurts.
As I recall, you were the one who begged me to enslave you in your tiny sissy cage in the first place. Don't pretend like you don't love the fact that I am the only one who can set you free. That I control your cock.
But, mistress...
Now don't be like that. It's for your own good. I can't have you playing with yourself when I'm not around to supervise you, can I? Besides, I just love having the key to your little chastity device hanging from my necklace. Sometimes, when I'm at work, I take it out and play with it. Having the only key to unlock your cock cage wrapped around my finger, it just fills me with joy. I imagine you at home doing your little house chores, wondering if this is the day you'll finally be allowed to come for me. How does it feel knowing that I would rather have the key to your cock cage rubbing between my tits than that pathetic cock of yours? Hell, I think the key is actually a little bigger. Oh, don't cry, sweetie. Shh, 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 shh. There you go. Since you've been such a good boy for Mistress lately, I decided that I'm going to unlock your cage tonight. See? Your cock is free and, well, it isn't really growing that much. Maybe I should try to find a smaller cage for you. But it should feel a little better now.
Yes. Thank you, Mistress.
Oh, don't thank me yet. You know what comes next, don't you? I have had a really lousy day, and that means taking my frustrations out on that little boy pussy of yours. Now, let's see. Which strap-on should I pick? The 6-inch? Too small. The 9-inch? Not quite. No. After a day like today, I think I'll go with the footlong.
The footlong, Mistress?
What's wrong? You've taken bigger dildos than this, haven't you?
Yes, Mistress. But it's been so long since—
This isn't up for debate, slave. You're taking the footlong. Now, you can either bend over and spread your cheeks for me, have me tease you open, or I can bend you over and shove it all in at once, without any lube.
Yes, Mistress.
There we go. Such a good little bitch. Now let me just lube this monster up. There we go. Ooh. Your hole is twitching. You were making such a fuss about this, but look. Your asshole is so soft and supple. It's trying to gobble up my cock. Say, you haven't been a naughty boy and been playing with your ass while I'm at work, have you?
No. I swear. Yes, I have. I was thinking of you all day, Mistress. I couldn't help myself.
Slut. Fucking whore. Take it. Oh, yes. Take it, you fucking sissy bitch. Take my fucking cock. God, there is nothing better after a stressful day in the office than fucking a submissive slave up the ass. Remember when you could barely take a cock half this size? Now look at you. Taking a foot-long dildo up the ass like it's nothing. I trained you so well. You should be grateful.
Yes, Mistress. So grateful.
What was that, bitch? I can't hear you.
I'm so grateful, Mistress.
Louder, whore.
I'm so fucking grateful, Mistress. Thank you so much for training my boy pussy. Oh God.
What's the matter, sissy? Does it hurt too much?
It's not bad.
Then what is it, slave?
Mistress, I think I'm gonna...
Are you fucking kidding me? You came so quickly? Pathetic. I didn't even touch it. I am deeply disappointed in you.
I'm sorry, Mistress. I...
Sorry? You're sorry? Well, sorry isn't good enough, you little maggot. I didn't give you permission to come. Do you think you can insult me like this and get away with it? you pathetic excuse for a slave. I hope you're ready, because I am going to destroy this tiny little hole of yours while I spank your ass so hard it'll turn to rawhide.
Yes, mistress. Forgive me, mistress.
You'll have to earn my forgiveness, you disrespectful little boy. Now get ready to accept your punishment. As if I wasn't upset already, you had to go and pull this shit. It's almost as if you want me to fuck you senseless.
Fuck.
That's it, isn't it? You want me to wreck this little boy pussy of yours, don't you? You want me to stretch out your holes as far as they will go. You act out and disobey me because you want me to destroy you. To ruin you for all the other mistresses out there. To make it so the only one who will ever be able to satisfy you is me, you pathetic excuse for a slave!
Please, mistress, spend me as hard as you want. I'm sorry.
Well, fine then. If that's how you want it, then that's the way it's going to be.
Oh, God. Mistress, I'm gonna...
Fine then. But after this, it's back in your cage for a month. Shit. Hearing you moan like this, it's such a fucking turn-on. Such a sad little bitch boy, addicted to my cock. You can't help but come for your mistress, even if she's spanking your ass until it turns beet red. I'm going to come too. I'm going to come all fucking your subby little ass. Come for me, you little bitch.
Mistress.
Just look at that pathetic dribble of cum oozing out of your little dicklet. Disgusting. How can you even call this thing a cock? It's more like a clit. Honestly, if you're gonna come so easily, I may as well keep you caged permanently.
But, mistress...
Just be lucky that caging you is all I do. If you come once more without my permission, I may decide to have those little testes of yours clipped off for good. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, mistress. I promise. I won't disappoint you again.
You better not. Now go clean yourself up and get in the kitchen. I want dinner on the table in 1 hour. Oh, and don't think you are done for the night. After dinner, I plan on fucking that little boy pussy of yours at least 5 more times. And you better not come if you know what's good for you. Now, off you go, you pathetic little bitch. How was it? I hope you enjoyed yourself. Many thanks to my Patreon producers, Yumi Daigan, D-Block, and Loadkill. Want more? Over 50 more erotic audios are available on my Pornhub or Gumroad right now. See you next time.